Hello, hello, hello. How are we doing? Yeah, it's been a while, hasn't it? Apologies. Yeah, it's been, as you can imagine, the world's in a bit of chaos at the moment, so I've not been able to do this because I've been a bit of a busy bee trying to sort my life out and sort loads of things. Do you know what I've been doing? I've been writing a bloody CV. I've not written a CV in about 9 years, which, one, is shocking, but two, it's just because I've not had to apply for a job, obviously. Doing what I do, I have an agent who does that, fortunately, and I have people who do that on behalf of me. So it's it's been a bit mad, but great at the same time, because it's made me, I've given me time to reflect and look on all the stuff that I've basically done over the years, and forget half the stuff I've done, because unfortunately in my line of work you're constantly trying to get the next job. So once you've done that job, you kind of do forget it, really, unless it's really memorable or really. Most of the time it's either really good or really shit. You remember it. If it's pretty standard, you just kind of forget about it because it's just the norm, which I'm sure most people's jobs are like that. I'm just in Fletcher at the moment, actually, having a little walk. The beautiful dog barking there. Hello. Oh, what a dog, so bad. Oh, my days. I feel like that's the one thing since lockdown. Well, I've always wanted one, but in lockdown I've just thought, oh, my days. I would love a dog, because I kind of go on my walks every day, mostly around Fletcher, and it's just a cool, calm place. And normally I don't really, I record like my Sunday stroll videos or my little, I'm trying to do daily videos now, because just trying to pass on a bit of positivity, really. And I've had so many lovely messages about the podcast and videos and stuff off, to be honest, with a lot of my creative friends and people who aren't, you know, doing other stuff as well, I've had lovely messages as well, but my creative friends have definitely, yeah, man. I know, like I say, it's a tough time for everyone at the moment, but for myself and, you know, artists and musicians, and you know, it's hit us hard because they get, like I say, our industry is just totally, you know, gone at the end of the day, and then sadly, you know, certain MPs have been coming out and saying we're going to have to retrain and all this stuff, and. You know, it's a bit disheartening, and obviously a lot of people are angry and upset, which is understandable. For me personally, hello. Personally, I don't listen to people like that anyway, because they're just negative. And at the end of the day, if we listen to if people like that, we'd never do anything, especially creatively. So. I just want to say a big shout out to all my creative people and people who are listening to this as well, because again, we're all artists at the end of the day. Just because you might, you know, work in, you know, you're a builder in construction or you're a teacher, you know, we're all artists. It's just finding it in within us and bringing it out of us. For me at the moment, I've been writing again, which has been fantastic. It's sad, really. Yeah, I had some really sad news recently. My best mate's mum sadly lost a battle with cancer. And it hit me pretty hard, to be honest, because she was like my other mum, really. She was just a fantastic woman who always supported me, to be honest. She was always a massive supporter of mine and gave me a lot of confidence and encouraged me to follow my dreams and keep up with it. And you know, it's a massive loss. So I actually want to dedicate this episode to Annette O'Rourke, and obviously all my thoughts and prayers are with the family. And we've actually, me and her son Sean, obviously my best mate, he has, to be fair, he's been raising money. He did a triathlon, I did a 10k, so it's, I always feel like I don't deserve to be in the same mentioning him, but we've been raising money for Christie's, which is a charity close to obviously both our hearts, and we, you know, we've raised quite a bit of money, really. What I'll do is I'll put a link at the bottom of this episode, so if anyone can donate. Again, I know times are really hard at the moment, I know they are, like, trust me, I know that, but again, it's a fantastic charity, and we should have been running the 10k this year, but obviously that got cancelled, so I'll be running that 10k when it eventually comes. I ran the 10k anyway, but like the proper race, do you know what I mean, we're gonna do that when it's I think it's next year it is, and also I think we're gonna be doing another triathlon as well, which I'm gonna be training for. I've never done a triathlon before, so that'll be exciting. I'm gonna shit myself, to be honest, because it looks well hard. But again, I love a challenge and I love a fitness challenge, to be perfectly honest. Like, I'm pretty much built for stuff like that, so it'll be tough. But again, it's exciting, and again, it's something that it's a goal, and I'm excited to chip away at it to get to that goal. And if we can raise some money in the process, that would be amazing. So what I'll do is I'll put the link at the bottom of my page, and then you can donate if possible, or like I say, just check out the story, and hopefully it'll inspire, you know, you listening to do some exercise and get yourself out and get some fresh air. I think now more than ever that is so important. It's vital. Like I say, it's been a godsend for me, really, since this lockdown. Again, I used to do it weekly anyway, because again, it's what I like to do, and it's something I know it's important to do, which is good for your mental health, but obviously physical as well. But I've been doing it every day at the moment, and it's one of my favourite parts of my day, if not my favourite, because I get out in Mother Nature and I just enjoy it. It's something that's a positive thing. I always feel better after it. So yeah, I'm trying to keep encourage people to do it. Whew, right. So this episode is the last time I was on set, which was a couple of months ago. So it's right in the middle of the pandemic, basically. I was there, we're still bloody in it now, so I don't know why I'm saying that, but it was when we were allowed to go back to filming, which for me was incredible. A bit of a backstory as well. I'd finally booked a bloody holiday for the first time in a long time, and I'd fortunately been invited by one of my good friends, John Furlong, who will be on the podcast at some point. Again, we're just very, very busy, and he's a fantastic actor. He's just been in All Creatures, which he was on Channel 5. He's in The Last Kingdom. Go check that out. Go follow him. Show him some love. He's literally one of the most inspiring guys I know. I'm lucky to call him a friend and a brother, and we've been best mates for years, and he's a massive, you know, like I say, he gives me a lot of confidence and advice, and he's been great during this time. But we will do an episode. It's just, again, just what I'd do it at the right time, really. So his family, again, I like my family as well, and it was his mum and dad's 40th wedding anniversary. So when we were younger, I'm talking like when I was like 18 to like 21, 22, I used to go on holiday with his family to France, in Béziers, and we'd go camping, and it was sick, man. I had so many fond memories. Just incredible. Shout out the J team, like that's where it's all come from. When I say the J team, like that's the J team, those are the people I met on that on those holidays. Shout out to Josh, Joseph, Andy, Joe, all the boys, you know the script. They invited me to France. So I booked, thankfully I got a, hey lovely, you alright? Just seen one of my mates' girlfriends having a run, fair play to her, go on girl. Right, where was I? France, right. I'd been invited. Obviously, all the flights had got cancelled and stuff, and then all the flights reopened again because they were like, oh, you can go on holiday again. So I had an absolute peaky blinder and got a proper cheap flight. And it's funny because there's been loads of times where I've never had the money or the chance to just book a flight and be like, right, I'm going. But with this, I was determined because, it was a 40th anniversary, and obviously I'd been invited and I'd not been for years, and it's a special place. Again, I have so many fond memories of. Did a lot of growing up there, and had many, many laughs, a few tears. Like, honestly, there's a lot of history about that place. I just wanted to spend some time with John as well. I call him Chud, so I refer to him as Chud. we should, because again, we're so busy. Like, we just, you know what I mean? He's literally like my best mate, but it's like we're so busy constantly doing stuff. I just was so excited to have a bit of time with him. So I got on all day, get the flight to, you know, get the flight together, mask on and all that stuff. Get there and it's sick, you know what I mean? The weather's so super nice. Got a lovely tan, you know, waking up every morning, doing, you know, doing my yoga, playing tennis, going to the beach, you know, having swims. It was just, it was sick. It was exactly what I needed. But on the second day, my fantastic agent, shout out to Guy Howe at WGM Atlantic. That's our agency, or sorry, his agency, but obviously I'm a part of the family, so go check them out again. He gets in touch and goes, hey mate, I've got a job here for you. And it's very weird with our line of work, because most of the time it's you know, potentially you go for a part, or he'll put you forward for a part, and you might get an audition, and you get an audition, and if you get to the next round of the audition, you can go a couple of times before you even get the job. But with this, it was an offer, which again doesn't happen often more. When I was younger, it used to happen all the time, because it'd just be a thing like, yeah, we book you, done. Yeah. Now obviously the higher up you go, and obviously the bigger the productions and the all that stuff, it's like it takes time, and there's different people going for it and all that stuff. So yeah, I got an offer, and it was like, it was so nice. But you know when you're like, I've done this before where I thought, I'm on holiday, I don't get holidays, I never have time to switch off. And at first I was a bit, and again, there's a big thing where I've always said, like, you know, saying no to a job, you know, and I never used to say no. I used to be available and do it all the time. But then again, which is great, and it's great because people are like always reliable and all stuff like that. But then, you know, it's detriment to my health at the end of the day, because I became obsessed. And there was a period, like I say, where I didn't go on holiday for like 4 or 5 years, and it was ridiculous, really. Do you know what I mean? We all need rest. We all need recovery. Now more than ever, I realise that. So at first I was a bit kind of like, no, to be honest. Hello. Beautiful little dogs come to say hello. So I was like, no, to be honest. I was, you know, a bit kind of like, you know, I'm not, you know, leaving my holiday to come back to film, to be honest. Then he comes back to me and he's like, look, mate, they really want you. And then I kind of looked at it again, and I realised what had happened was I'd auditioned for the company, Chief, big shout out to Chief Productions, and the director, a fair few months ago, actually. A big shout out to Martin Gibbons as well, casting, because he got me in for that casting. And the thing is with castings, it's really hard, because you can go... Yeah. You can audition and have a really good audition and think it's gone really well, and then you never hear back and you don't get the job. Or you can go the other way, where you think you've done rubbish, and then you get a call back. It's really weird. It's just how it works. But this is why I always say, and I'm always trying to, you know, be ready and always be constantly on my game, because you never know when that phone's going to ring. Anyway, long story short, yeah. They offered me the part, and that was because I'd obviously made an impression a couple of, you know, like I say, 8 months previous, it was the year before, which is lovely, which is really nice. And again, it was so nice. It was really good for my confidence as well, because again, I'd not worked for a while, and it's not through not wanting to work, it's because obviously the whole world shut down, do you know what I mean? So, I felt really fortunate, because a lot of my actor friends, and again, especially now more than ever, because this was a couple of months ago now, we're not working, you know what I mean? We can't work, basically. It's you know, it's a tough time. So I was so appreciative. And the weirdest thing was, the night before, Chud had given me a book by Andy Wyman, who is an actor and writer, and you would have seen him in tons of stuff, and I've probably spoken about it on the podcast before. Again, you know the drill. I repeat myself all the time, and I don't know. But I was reading it. It was really interesting. It's basically just loads of kind of bits of advice and a lot of stuff like that. Again, you know, as an actor and as a performer, you kind of like, yeah, understand that, yeah, get that. But one of the quotes, and this is crazy, and that's a true story, I'm telling you now. It says, if you want a, it said in the book, if you want to book a job, book a holiday. I read that the night before, and I took a picture of it on my old phone. I think I've still got the picture. Because I was laughing, do you know what I mean? I was laughing. Next day, get offered the job. So obviously I'm in that panic mode then. Like, right, I need to get a flight home, cut my holiday short. I actually flew back on the day of their anniversary. So I was really, you know, I was proper sad because I was going to miss the big meal and stuff. But I did actually get to celebrate with them a little bit. And it was just lovely. Oh, wow. There's a massive puddle in front of me. I'm going to have to walk all the way back. But I don't matter because I'm having a great time doing this podcast. And I'm in the park, so it's all good in the hood. Should have worn my Tims. I got my trainers on. Silly Billy. But hey ho. We move. We keep going forward. So basically that. So I flew home. Obviously a bit devastated. But at the same time, I had a couple of days away and I was very, very grateful for that. And I also was very, very grateful for getting the job. And yeah, so basically what this is, I'm recording this on day two. So we filmed, so I came back, had a day to myself to recover, thankfully, and then was filming the next day. And then what happened, it was a week later, we filmed at another location, and this is when I've recorded the podcast. Because again, a lot of the time when you're on set, you just waited around, and again, I knew I'd done most of my stuff the week before, so I only had like literally a couple of shots that I had to do. But again, that's part of the job. Some, you know, you're there for the full day, and it was amazing as well. It was a roasting hot day, and yeah, it was just a privilege to be on set. It was in such a cool location. The families whose house, whose location was, were absolutely lovely people. We had a really good chat. And again, it was just a joy to be on set. And I listened back to it the other day and I could just instantly had a smile on my face because, you know, it put me in such a good mood. And again, just felt so fortunate to be on set. And I cannot wait till I'm back on set, hopefully sooner rather than later. So I will leave you with, I think it's about 25 minutes long. I don't know how long this intro has been. It's probably the longest intro ever. And then what I'll do is I'll jump in at the end and say some more stuff. Yeah, enjoy. Hello, hello, hello. How are we doing? So I just thought I'd do a little rogue podcast. I'm back on set and it is absolutely amazing to be back on set. I cannot tell you how grateful I am. Big up to my agent Guy at WGM Atlantic Group, and yeah, big up to all the crew and cast today. It was basically we're on day two here. We shot the first day last week, and yeah, now we're doing day two now, and we're located in the lovely Wimsley in Cheshire. And it's beautiful today. It's an absolutely stunning day. Sun is shining on us all. Nightmare for me though, I've got to be in the shade so I don't burn or get a tan. I'm pretty lucky I've got a little base tan already. Thanks to having a couple of days in France, and then basically I got the call. So I had to cut my holiday short, which was a bit of a wounder. That's just the radio. That's the lovely voice of JP, one of the best ADs in the game. Johnny, me down here, bud. Sorry, that was yeah, that's the lovely JD. Yeah, it's just that's comedy gold. That, because again, you can't write that. It's just is what it is. So yeah, it's just so good to be back on set, to be honest, and yeah, in the shade, and yeah, it's just, I just thought I'd capture this now, because
There was one point with all this pandemic going on, I didn't think I'd be back on set for a long, long time. And even though it's been a good 4 or 5 months, it's sooner than I thought. So yeah, I'm just very grateful to be back here and working with so many people. Shout out to my boy Wardy and Rufio. Shout out to all the chief staff, because they're lovely. And yeah, man. So I've just been having some lovely chats with people. I'm going to get a few of them on, actually, on the podcast. I'd love to get them all on, but it's just not always the case, unfortunately, because again, everyone's busy and stuff. But I met some really cool actors and, yeah, people in front and behind the camera, and yeah, hopefully line up a few people to get them on the podcast. But yeah, really exciting to talk about the podcast. And yeah, how was it? Funny enough, I'm just recording a little podcast here now.
Are you?
As we speak, yeah. This is Nick. This is a lovely lady I met last week. She's not. She's nodding like I'm not, but she is. She's dead cool. She's going to do the podcast. I'm going to. Yeah, we're gonna do an away day though. She's from. Lives in Formby, so I'm going to head up to Formby and do one there. But we'll do a proper one. So we'll wait to do that properly. But yeah, it's been going all right so far. It's just, but like I say, roasting up. And I'm a little sun baby, mate. I just want to be in the sun, but I can't do it. So I find it very difficult to just be in the shade. But that's part and parcel of the job. Sometimes you've got to do what you don't want to do. But yeah, I'll pick this up at another point probably. But yeah, hope everyone is all good. I keep shining and smiling, and I'll probably carry on throughout the day, and just see how we get on. All right, safe. I'm just picking it back up. I was going to call it off, and then I just thought now, because loads of people walked over and then they walked off again. So, yeah. This is funny, because I've not done a podcast on my own for ages, because I don't know, I just always thought I need to get guests on now, but I realised that I'm missing out doing the ones on my own, because again, it's just me chatting away and stuff. But actually, they're the ones that are probably the most listened to as well. So again, appreciate everyone listening and sharing and stuff. I can't tell you how bad it is. All about the hand sanitizer. Well said, JP. I'd love to get JP on. He's the boy. He's absolutely a legend. But yeah. But yeah, I'm excited for the podcast to get it up and running again, because I've got some really cool people lined up. I hope you've enjoyed the last podcast as well. Some really cool guests. And look, yeah, just looking forward to getting more people and having some conversations and hopefully sharing our knowledge and passing on some cool tips and words of wisdom and hopefully inspire people. And yeah, like I say, thanks so much for sharing and liking and subscribing, because it really does mean the world to me. And it's funny, I was chatting to Nick about it. She was like, oh, how come you did the podcast? How come you started? And I was saying it's because, you know, when you work and doing what I do, it's, you know, it's great because you work with different people and you're constantly collaborating and things like that. But actually, you very rarely do stuff on your own. And that's why I wanted to do the podcast. You know, I wanted that creative control, but also I wanted to just do what I wanted to do and chat to the people I wanted to chat to. And like I say, some people I know, some people I don't know. And also just start the conversation. I've, you know, like I say, it's a bit of a lost art form these days. So it's nice to sit down and have a chat and have a brew and just see what you know, people's perspective, and especially with what's been going on at the moment in the world, it's, you know, I think a lot of people's perspectives have changed. You know, I know I have in certain aspects, but the one that stayed true is this, like I say, creating and doing my own thing. And I kept meaning to be like, right, I'm going to do one, and I just didn't, because I wasn't inspired. And then I got inspired. I picked my camera back up again a couple of weeks ago when I was in France, and that just gave me the lift. And yeah, I've been snapping it, you know, every couple of days now, so it's really nice picking the camera back up. Also as well, I'm gonna treat myself and get myself a new laptop, because this laptop I've got at the moment, oh my god, it is absolutely, it's on its last legs. I've had it for years. It's done me proud though. And that's another thing, as you know, on the podcast, you know, it's a work in progress. It's something that, you know, I haven't got the fancy equipment and stuff like that, like other podcasts and studios. And to be honest, I didn't want it either. Do you know what I mean? It shows the progression. And you guys and girls have stuck by me and kept listening. And that just proves, like, we have got a quality community here of people. And again, I'm a work in progress, like us all. So that's what I wanted the podcast to be. And so I've got the mic. I'm going to treat myself to a new, let's say, laptop. So that'll be easier for me to walk around and use it. Because, like I said, the laptop I've got at the moment, it's like, unless I plug it in, I can't actually use it, which is mental when you think about it. And that's probably what's restricted me a lot of times doing podcasts and stuff. So, so I'm going to treat myself to a new one. Also, that's probably why, and I've been putting it off, you know, editing the documentary with Brendan, just because the computer's so slow and, you know, it's hard enough at the best of time trying to edit, you know, but especially when your equipment's not good and you're trying to do bits and bobs and it just takes ages. And yeah, just like I say, was a bit uninspired, so I'm hoping with a new laptop and new equipment, it'll give me a bit of a kick up the bum and get that done. That's the aim by the end of the year. I know I said that I'd get it done by January, February, but again, you know, you live and learn, and that's, you know, again, it's something I'm learning to do on my own, so it's taking a bit longer. I'd love to have help, and I've got some fantastic mates who've offered and stuff, but again, you're never gonna learn if you just keep letting other people do stuff for you. So I think that's the best thing, and probably the one that I'll take from today, this little podcast, this little mini one, is, you know, just try things, do stuff. I know it's hard at the moment because, again, you know, people are being furloughed and, you know, people are running out of work and stuff like that, but, you know, try and be positive. I know that's easy for me to say because I'm on set and I'm back working and stuff, but it really does help. The big thing as well, what I've been doing all this year, and there's only one day I've missed it, and is I've been doing yoga every day, and it really frustrates me, it irks me a little bit that I missed that one day. But I had some stuff on, and I just wasn't in the right frame of mind. But that's something consistently I've done, and that's the thing with discipline, you know, being consistent and disciplined, and that's the one thing I've been doing. Yoga, preferably in the morning, first thing before you do anything. I highly, highly recommend that. I'm going to start doing little videos and stuff like that for it. And yeah, just keep creating content and keep doing all the little passion projects that I've got going on at the moment. And yeah, man, I'm excited. I'm going to head down to see my gran in Wales as well. Bless her, she's been in hospital. Big shout out, because I know the podcast with my gran's one of the favourites. I'd love to do another podcast with her, but sadly she is not very well, and I just don't think it'd be fair to me or her, but especially her. And also that's, you know, personal and a bit of quality time for me and her, and I can't wait for that, because she always gives me the confidence and just the encouragement to keep going and stuff like that, because we all need that. And yeah, she's been through a hell of a lot recently, so I can't wait to give her a big kiss and a big cutch. And yeah, hopefully I'll go down, take my camera and get some nice pictures of Wales and stuff like that, and have a bit of quality time. And yeah, I can't wait, really, really can't wait for that. And it'll be a nice another little kind of holiday thing, because like I say, I had to cut my holiday short, but again, if there's one reason to come back for work, it's definitely, I'm so glad I did it. And yeah, that's part and parcel of the job as well, which I think people don't understand or don't get sometimes. You know, you constantly be, you know, you don't have to be, but, you know, I could have easily said no, but I had to, you know, for me, I had to take the work. I wanted to take the work. It was, you know, you're waiting for that phone to ring, and that's what you've got to be. You've got to be ready. You've got to stay ready. You've always got to be ready to just drop things, and that can be very difficult as well if you don't have the right support, whether it's family or friends or partners. Luckily, my partner at the moment is very understanding. Phoebe. I've not really talked to him. I don't think I've talked about her much on their podcast, because again, it's private. And but yeah, man, she's been a massive help. just with everything really, and we support each other. But she was amazing the other day. She drove me down to Telford, which she didn't have to do, and today she drove me to Set and had those little pockets and those little moments which were really special. And we're going down to Wales together, which is really cool, and she gets it, thankfully. And that's, you know, I was really nervous today as well, and which is a good thing, I think, you know, nerves show that you care. And she, she put me at ease, and it was lovely, and very grateful for that, because, I'm just happy, and healthy and happy, and she's, you know, a lot of it's down to myself, working on myself, but, you know, a big part of it is her, and, you know, we're both pushing ourselves to chase our dreams and stuff, and we both respect each other's dreams, and support each other, and, you know, it's not always easy, and I'm sure, hopefully, if you have a partner's the same, and if you don't, like, don't worry about it. Like, I was single for a very long time. Like, don't ever feel like you have to rush into something. And how we met was the same thing. Like, we both weren't looking for something, and we found each other, and that's always the case, really. And that's cool, and hopefully maybe one day she'll come on the podcast, because she's a really interesting person and has a great story as well, and really inspiring. And but she probably won't, because she's, like I say, she does her thing, I do my thing, and that's cool. That's, you know, like I say, you got to respect that. But it's funny if she does listen to this, because I don't think she's listened to many, or if any of the podcasts, because I don't know, yeah. She's a busy bee. But yeah, it's feeling good, feeling happy. I was talking about something, I just totally went off on the key, but you know, that's how I roll on this podcast, and especially if I don't have a guest. I just go. I'm literally waiting to go on Set for my name to be called, so I'm hoping I'll just keep recording until it'd be cool if I get shouted on the radio, and then I can just go. But I've been waiting all morning to film, and that's another part of it thing when you're on Set. Sometimes you just gotta wait and wait and wait, and then when it's time to go, you gotta be ready to perform, and that's something that's, you know, I've definitely not mastered, but I've definitely improved over the years by doing it and staying ready. And again, it's just experience, you know. There's many times where I've not been, and I say I definitely haven't cracked it yet, but I'm learning now to, you know, have time to myself, always be around Set, you know, don't wander off. Just, I say, I've been told by the lovely makeup artist to stay in the shade, so that's what I'm doing. And yeah, staying ready and being ready, but again, being productive, and that's why it's good to do this at the moment and catch up with you guys, and yeah, just check in, really, because it's been a while. And I'm gonna put the Wes podcast, that was the last podcast, and then I'll drop my one, and yeah, so what I'm gonna stop it now, because there's some people coming over. But health and happiness. Stay safe. Cheers. Oh, I hope you enjoyed that. It was really nice to listen back to be honest. It's good to hear how excited I was on Set. And yeah, I can't wait to get back on, to be honest, because it's, that was, probably about 2 months ago now. So yeah, keep shining and smiling. Stay positive. Get yourself outside if you can. Try and do some exercise if possible. And keep liking and sharing and passing it on. I really appreciate it. Like I say, I can't believe how far this podcast has come in 2 years. It's unbelievable, really. And I finally got my new laptop and stuff, and my mic. So I will be recording some podcasts soon with some actual guests. I've been in contact with quite a few people, and it's been amazing, the feedback of people who are like dead keen to do it. But again, it's a bit difficult at the moment, isn't it, because with what's going on. But I might start doing them over Zoom or something, and then eventually putting on YouTube and things like that, because obviously that was always the plan. And obviously we have to adapt at the moment, and I'm going to just keep doing them. But I've definitely thought about just doing the ones on my own, because I feel like I should be doing that anyway. And it's always good when I listen back to them because I think, oh, that's a good point, or that's a bad point, I shouldn't have said this and I shouldn't have said that. But hey, yo, that's the, again, that's why I don't edit them or anything, because I want it to be raw and as real as possible, and I always want that to happen. Moving forward, that hopefully that will never change. All right, I'm going to leave yous. I'm not sure what song I'm going to put on yet, so I'm going to decide that when I upload it all to Anchor. Yeah, big love for listening. I really, really appreciate it. Look after yourselves. Take care. And, yeah, keep in touch with people. Do you know what I mean? Message people. Tell your close ones you love them. And, yeah, take care. To the next one.